Welcome again to the It's Not Over series. My name is James Dean Sewell, here to remind you to know and realize that as long as you have life and breath within you, it's not over for you and it's not over for your dream. Okay, so, you know, for the last three, we talked about going through, you know, making sure that, number one, you believe in you, you know, that you, it's not over for you as long as you're living. Then we talked about that everyone who was born into this world was not born by accident. We all have a purpose. We all have a dream, you know. And I would say the last one was living your purpose, you know. Now, what I want you to go through today is understanding this, right? When you are all about living your dream, achieving your goals, going after for what you really want, going after for what's really for you and what you're born to do, you come to the realization that not everybody's for you. You come to the realization that even family and friends, though many will say, many will not do. You come to the realization that you, you know, you have defeats, you have disappointments. And here's the thing. This is how life really is. And it's not about getting angry. It's not about, you know, yes, it is disappointing. Yes, it is upsetting. And, you know, there is a saying that, you know, nobody cares about what you're trying to do until it's too late. In other words, what they're saying is, you know, they look at like a Kanye West story, whereas when he was trying to do his thing back in the day, the clubs didn't want to know, people didn't want to know. And when they made it big, then the same people who did not want to know now all of a sudden want to know. And some reason, that's how life really is, even amongst your own people, your friends, family, whatever it is. But at the end of the day, when you are going after your dream, remember that it's your dream. Remember that it's, you know, it's all about what you want to do. I remember even Chris Hemsworth, just another example. Even he said that when he was in Australia, he was trying to do it. He was knocking on directors' doors. Directors did not want to know anything. But when he got the role of Thor, and he started to do Thor and Avengers and all these things, then the same people that denied him before, the same people that didn't want to support him before, the exact same people who all of a sudden wanted to come knocking on the door. And here's the thing, it's easy to get to the point where you're so angry, so annoyed, so disappointed, you think, you know what, forget you, you didn't help me, so I'm not going to help you. Quite frankly, I'm not going to say that I have all the answers. I'm not going to say which way is best for you to do, but here's the thing. What I will say is this. Let not any disappointment, let not anyone's lack of help or faith or trust or belief or confidence, I don't care what you want to call it, let not stop you. You know, don't get angry with life, don't get angry with God, or you may say universe, whatever, that's your thing. But what I'm saying is, don't get angry at anyone else, don't be disappointed at them. At the end of the day, all it is that they're not living their dream, so they can't see you living your dream. You have to understand that. And let me say that again. When people are not living their dream, it's hard for them to see you living your dream. Therefore, they have no choice but to doubt your dream, and therefore they're not likely to support you and your dream. And that's the reason why. So it's not because of you, it's because of them. So it doesn't mean that they don't like you. It doesn't mean that, you know, they're not really there for you as a, you know, friend. You could be dying and I'm sure they'll come to your help and aid. You know, your family could be in trouble. I'm sure they may actually come to your door. But when it comes to about your dreams, you have to understand that you are riding a wave that many people have never ever ridden. You're riding a wave that many people have not even tried. You're riding a wave that many people don't even believe. So what I'm trying to say to you there is this, that when you're going after your dream, don't expect people who do not go after their dreams to support your dream. This is the thing. When you are trying to find people or look for collaborations, look for people to support you and do what you're doing and build that long-term relationship, as I talk in my book, you know, you build relationships, you build social relationships, you talk about social power, where you think long-term, you think win-win. You need to find people that are going after their dreams, because then they no one understand what it's like, and they also appreciate that because they can make their dreams happen, you too can make your dreams happen, and they will be more likely to support you even though they're not those that are closest to you. So here's what I'm trying to say. Don't be discouraged. Don't be disappointed. Just continue. Just go on and on and on. And yes, you know, Let the disappointments come. Let the what annoyances come. But don't get angry. Just remain calm. Even Peter Dinklage, when he gave his support, he says, you know what? Always be kind. Because, and take what people say with a pinch of salt. You know, you can speak to people, whether it's about your book, and they'll say, yeah, we will pledge, or we will support, or, you know, and it doesn't really happen. You know, you can even help people. You can even support their business. You can even support their, you know, I know, like, you can support other people's business, but when it comes to your dreams and they don't support, it's kind of very much of an annoying thing. Because, like, hold on a second, I've supported you with, and you haven't even supported me, but it doesn't matter. Find people that appreciate you and your dream and your talent and your gifts and what you want to do. Find those kind of people, because those are the people you want in your life. Find those people that encourage you, to find those people that empower you, find those people that know what it's like to go after the dream, know what it's like to live the purpose, and find those people and be around those people who are about achieving their goals, who are about living their dream, and separate yourself from anybody that's not willing to support you, in the sense that when you're about your dream, leave them alone. When you're about just general normal things, especially the family or general friends, loved ones, then you can still have those conversations in general, like, you know what I mean, whether it's spiritual conversations, you know, leisure conversations, family conversations, you know, heart-to-heart conversations. But at the end of the day, when it comes to your dream, make sure you surround yourself with people who are not dreamers, are not, you know, defeated people, but you surround yourself with people that believe in you and your dream, and don't believe passively, but believe actively, where they actively help you to achieve your goals and to live your dreams. Do not be surprised if no one helps you or supports you if you surround yourself or you're asking the wrong people. You're asking people who are not going after their dreams. You're asking people who don't believe in, you know, having dreams. You're asking people who are not doing what they need to do. So therefore, do not be surprised when they don't support you. It is hard. It is tricky. You know, Les Brown says that life is hard. You know, when you're going for your dream, it's not just going to be handed to you on the plate. You need to do what you've got to do. And for me, I wanted to do a little podcast today to let you know that at the end of the day, when you're going after what you're going after, when you're going after your dream, ready to live your purpose, you finally said, yes, I was born with a mission. I was born with a dream. I was born with a purpose. Now it's my desire to live it. Not only is it, could people say, yeah, that's it. Not only is it that, oh yeah, life will test you, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, that may be true, but at the end of the day, people have a choice whether to support you or not. And if they don't, it just says that they're only talking. You know, there's a saying, put your money where your mouth is. But always remember, focus on your why. Why are you doing what you're doing? My mission was, you know, to inspire and empower people, you know, to know and realize that as long as they have life and breath within them, it's not over for them, it's not over for their dream. In other words, that every day that they wake up, every day that you wake up and realize that you're still living, you're still breathing, it means that you still have an opportunity to achieve your goals and live your dreams. That is my ethos, that is my philosophy, because many people are at crossroads, many people are giving up on their dreams, and I'm about reaching those kind of people so I can empower them, encourage them to do them. So that's what I do. And also, it's because I love helping people. I love encouraging, empowering people. But just remember that not everybody is as helpful as you may be. Not everybody is as supportive as you may be. And for the campers that say, well, it's all just a test, well, maybe it is just a test. But all I'm simply saying is this. As I've been saying from the start, don't get angry. Don't get upset. The best revenge is massive success. I like that quote. It doesn't mean you avenge and get angry and, you know, want to come with some Thor attacks and do some Iron Man thing and, you know, you don't need to get all of that erratic and all that stuff. No. The best revenge is to do what you're doing, get massive success, because there will come a point that those who don't appreciate you now will one day come around looking for you. And then you have an opportunity to either help them despite they did not help you, which therefore means you chose to be kind enough, gracious enough to let it go and to help so that you can create a different ripple effect. Or you simply can just go about your business. The choice is yours. It is understandable, but here's the thing. Just be surrounded by people that love and appreciate you and what you're doing. I won't say the love part, because people love you, but it just means they probably don't support or believe in you. That's fine, that's different. Surround yourself with people that support you, support your dream, that will encourage you, that will empower you, whether it's mentors, whether it's, you know, coaches, you know, whether it's partners, you know, I don't care who it is. Surround yourself with the right people. And for anyone that has said or did not say, but at the end of the day, they did not support, I don't care whether it's family, friend or foe, still love them, still be kind, still be gracious, still be generous, because it's not what happens to you. It's how you respond. It's not what happens to you, it's how you respond. And remember that the best revenge is massive success. Because I promise you, when you get to that level of success, they're the same people that are going to come knocking on your door. And the funny thing is, even though they know they did not support you, they still have the audacity to come and knock at your door. But it doesn't matter. Still doing what you got to do. Still believe in you. Remember that as long as you have life and breath within you, it's not over for you and it's not over for your dream. Keep doing what you're doing. Keep going as you're going. Never stop. Never quit. Never ever stop believing in you. And I will see you next week with something else to share, with something else to encourage, with something else to empower. And just remember, no one can stop you but you. Peace out, man. Take care. Enjoy your week. See you next time.